ABC Radio Australia.
Hopes around the world were raised this week when drug company Pfizer announced on Monday night that its COVID-19 vaccine may be 90% effective in stopping the virus. As we try to understand this virus, what has truly disrupted 2020, we've been looking to scientists and researchers, especially those who specialise in infectious diseases, for answers. In PNG, researchers at Papua New Guinea's Institute of Medical Research are investigating the genetic makeup of COVID-19 to find out why people are more susceptible to infection. Bethany Harriman reports from Port Moresby.
While there were promising developments about a COVID-19 vaccine this week, the world is being warned there'll be no silver bullet. In PNG, the Prime Minister is backing a team of university biochemists and has pledged to give them 10 million kina, or 4 million Australian dollars, to help them with their claim of finding a cure. But there are others in PNG also trying to find some answers, including very specific answers about COVID-19 and the way it's behaved here. Molecular scientist Tamara Kole-Ala is from PNG's peak medical research organization, IMR.
The COVID-19 disease, it manifests differently in different people. So basically the SARS-CoV-2 virus doesn't affect everyone the same way. And in PNG, we've seen at the start of September where the National Control Center reported that about, I think it was 55% of people who were infected were asymptomatic. So we're trying to see like how a person is affected by it, but one of those reasons could be genetic.
She is investigating the genetic makeup of the COVID-19 virus in PNG and wants to find out if there are certain factors that might mean some people are more susceptible than others. She'll be looking at how a protein in the COVID-19 virus attaches onto receptors when people are infected.
The structure of the coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus that they've been sharing, it's kind of like a ball with spikes on it. Mm-hmm. So it's that particular spike that attaches to a receptor in people, and then there's a protein that kind of primes it and, you know, facilitates the entry of the virus into the cells that it affects. So that's what we're trying to see, if there is any genetic variation at all.
She's one of a handful of PNG scientists who've recently been funded 30,000 kina. That's 11,000 Australian dollars by the Australian government to carry out a range of COVID-19 related research. One of her colleagues will be investigating how feasible saliva tests are instead of the nasal swabs used now, with the hope their results could lead to more tests being carried out. Low testing rates are a continuing problem in PNG. So far, there have been 30,000 tests since the virus first emerged. That's concerned bodies like the World Health Organization. So in late September, it announced that newly developed rapid antigen testing kits will be brought to PNG. They were set to be fast-tracked and arrive within weeks. But the WHO says the first 20,000 units now aren't expected to arrive until mid-December because of shipping. The WHO's officer in charge, Dr. Tauhid Islam, says the kits will play an important role in PNG's COVID-19 response.
With the National Coordination Centre, where WHO is supporting currently Papua New Guinea government, there are different pillars who takes care of the different aspect of the COVID response. And one of the pillar is the laboratory and also the science and advisory committee. So based on the current evidence, the National Coordination Committee is actually preparing for that rapid testing. So exactly when those rapid testing will be available and how it will be rolled out, that still need to be planned more.
Another 30,000 are expected to arrive in January. The idea is the kits will boost testing in developing countries like PNG that don't have extensive lab facilities or trained health workers. The kits cost $5 each and can give results in less than 30 minutes rather than hours or days like other tests. Countries like Australia, Canada, China, Indonesia, and South Africa have already approved their use, with Indonesia using them for emergency places difficult to access. But Dr. Tauhid Islam says PNG authorities are yet to give the green light.
At this point of time, I cannot really respond to that answer, but that is the NCC's preparing, where WHO is also collaborating with them.
The chair of PNG's Medical and Scientific Advisory Committee, Dr. Evelyn Lavu, told the ABC in a statement, the MESAC has not been fully informed by WHO and National Health Department about this new antigen test. We have asked them to present to us. WHO says it will be holding a workshop with key players to develop an implementation strategy for the rapid tests before final details are submitted to the advisory committee for its approval. The new rapid test kits don't need specialty lab equipment and chemicals, but they are considered less accurate. But the experts say that's okay. They're meant to be used on patients suspected to have COVID-19, which they say could make it valuable for mass testing in PNG. The former director of PNG's Research Institute, Professor Peter Siba, says no test is perfect.
None of them work 100% up. And they normally work between 80 to 90. And normally you get rapid diagnostic kits would work around, you have to look at the